On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. Let's go to the phones. Hello, Patricia. Patty Wood on the phone. Hi, Pat.
Good morning. I'm so sorry. I'm here in Reno. I didn't get the memo.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Are you sure?
We'll do this.
Yeah, let's do it. I didn't want to make you drive all the way probably to Carson City anyway, do we?
Well, that would have put me, it takes me 30 minutes to get here.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, our apologies.
That's okay.
Okay. Well, listen, tell me about some of the people that you have helped eliminate their financial anxiety and help them cover the bills and help them cover the higher cost of living. Tell me about some of the folks you've helped out, Patty, and introducing them to all the variations and all the options they have with the equity in their home.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me, John. And I just want to say that I've helped so many people over the last 17 plus years. Many people that are on limited income, you know, their Social Security, and a lot of older generations didn't really prepare financially for how long they're living these days. And so one of the great things is that most people have, you know, in by the time you get to be 70, they have a lot of equity in their home. So why not tap into that equity instead of worrying every day? You know, you got this house, you're not going to take it with you, and you've got equity. So a lot of people, they opt to get a line of credit and they can pull from it as they need it, or they get monthly payments to help with their expenses over the years. And that's, you know, a really good thing. Some of the other people that I've helped is maybe a spouse has passed away. And so they go from two income down to one income. And that's really, you know, disheartening for those people. And so I get them to, you know, I run numbers and tap into their equity. And so then they get monthly payments and they're able to, you know, live happy again.
Instead of basically letting that equity in the home go to waste, where they would never actually use it throughout their lifetime. And
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But, you know, but one good thing is that, you know, because especially nowadays, they don't give you all the equity out of your home, because some people are concerned about leaving their heirs, you know, something in their estate. And I just want to remind people that with the equity that they're allowed to take out, and as property values go up, and in our area, you know, we anticipate anywhere between 4 to 25%. Over the last couple of years, it's been, you know, 25-26%. But we are very conservative in factoring 4%. So as your property value goes up, your equity is going to go up. Yes, your loan balance is going to go up because you're using money out of that. But there's still going to be equity to, you know, pass on to your heirs through your estate.
What are some of the qualifications, though, to get this, basically loan qualifications for a reverse mortgage?
Well, you know, believe it or not, it's a lot easier to get a reverse mortgage than it is to walk into a bank and having to prove that you can make monthly payments if you got a HELOC. If you got a home equity line of credit, you're going to have to make payments. And normally, HELOCs are good for about 10 years, and then you got to pay them off. The beauty about the reverse mortgage is that you can take money and you never have to make a monthly mortgage payment. So you're still responsible for your taxes and insurance, but you don't have to make that monthly payment. And so therefore, usually if it's two people, we have this crazy formula that's 4% of your square footage is approximately what you have to make to be able to qualify. Now, as far as residence goes, you know, single-family homes, duplex, fourplex, all of those, manufactured home as long as it's on permanent foundation, townhouses, condominiums, Condominiums, if they're not FHA approved, then we have to do a spot approval on them. And I've done a few of those over the years, and it works out just great. So pretty much, you know, you have to make enough money to prove that you can pay your taxes and insurance and your household expenses, and then, you know, you qualify. So it's not that difficult.
So it's flexible access to cash. You stay in your home. The funds are not taxed that you're receiving. Is Social Security? How about if somebody is getting like Social Security? Is that affected by the money you receive?
Not at all. Not at all. Your Social Security is not affected. This is cash that you're pulling out, non-taxable, because you've already paid taxes on it. And yet, this is your equity that you're pulling out, so there's no taxable income on it. It doesn't affect your Social Security. Now, I will. I did have a situation. If you're on Medicaid, not Medicare, but Medicaid, because Medicaid is government funded, and usually, if you're on Medicaid, you don't own your home anyways. But if you did, then they're going to, you know, a lot of times they'll the equity that you have in your home is how they're going to get repaid if you're on Medicaid. So that's, you know, that's the only real trigger is Medicaid. But no, if you're on Social Security, Medicare, no problem. It doesn't affect it whatsoever.
You have to be 62 or older.
And one person.
Just one person in the family. Okay.
Yes. If you're married and you both people are on title, the youngest one can be however old. But the factor, the money that you receive is based on the younger of the two.
Okay.
But only one has to be 62.
So, you know, there's not a whole lot of, I mean, the bank's not going to help you with something like this. And that's why we need somebody like you, a reverse mortgage counselor, who can go through the pros and the cons and work everything out and see if the person is eligible to take part. I can't see if you're over 62 and older. Very few restrictions right there that I can see that would block anybody from taking advantage, anything that would stop them from taking advantage of reverse mortgages. And they've gotten a lot more flexible than how people remember.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, I don't know if you know this, but, you know, the first reverse mortgage was made in 1961. And then when Ronald Reagan was president, he changed a lot of things. So that's, you know, I had typed out, like I always do for you, some common questions. And one of the biggest concerns that people have is what is going to happen when I die, you know, who's going to pay back this loan? Where's the equity going to go? I had somebody this week ask me, so if this is an investment for the lender, do they get part of the equity of the home when the home sells? Absolutely not. This is your equity. And I want everybody to know that when you pass away, you're going to leave somebody in charge of your estate. Most people do. If you don't have a living trust, I would encourage you to get a living trust or a will, but even if you have a will, you're going to go through probate, but you're going to leave somebody in charge of your estate. That person has the choice to either sell the home and take what equity is left and divide it amongst your heirs, or they keep the home. Maybe it's been in the home for, you know, this is a family home that's been in the family for years, and so all they need to do is refinance it, pay back the loan, and then they get to keep the house.
What bank do you work with that provides these funds?
Well, I'm with American Pacific Mortgage, mm-hmm. and we are a banker and a broker. So what that means to you is that most of our reverse mortgages, the HECM, the Home Equity Reverse Mortgage, Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, we will all come out, I'll do the application, we do the processing, the underwriting, and the funding. Now, when I say we do the underwriting, we also have a group of investors that are different lenders that will take over the loan because they service the loan, and FHA also has to approve this. But this is something that we are very proud of, that we fund 99% of our loans. Now, a few years back, back in 2009, we started doing proprietary loans. What a proprietary loan is a group of investors that have gotten together and decided, wow, this reverse mortgage is a great thing. So they mostly, if your home is over, $500,000, this might be a good option for you, because you get more money because you don't have FHA insurance up front. However, they're self-insured, so the interest rate is higher. For instance, right now, and even with the little quarter of a point that the Feds reduced the rate, interest rates on a reverse mortgage run between 6.25%, 6.25%, 6.5%, whereas a proprietary, the private investors are charging about 8.99%.
Okay. All right. Now, you don't do strictly reverse mortgages. You also help grease the rails to get the home equity line of credit, the HELOC. Is that?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I do not. I'm sorry. I know about them. I've done them in the past.
And what?
But I strictly specialize in reverse mortgages.
And what are the cons of that HELOC as opposed to the pros of reverse mortgages?
Well, on a HELOC, number one, you have to make a payment. So if you're struggling, as it is, to either make a payment on a mortgage that you already have, or even if you want to get a $100,000 line of credit, with the interest being, higher these days, 6.5%, 7% on a HELOC, now you're going to have to make payments again. So that's the biggest concern that I've, come across, is that, you don't want to make payments. And that's the beauty of the reverse mortgage. You still have to pay your property insurance and your property taxes and your home insurance and any HOA dues, but you don't have to make a monthly mortgage payment ever for the whole time you're living in the house. Even if you got it when you were 62 and now you're 92, you never have to make a payment. Can stay in the house for the rest of your life. If you outlive the loan, that's okay. Stay in the house. When you pass away, if you owe more than what your home is worth, you have a couple options. You can either do a deed in lieu of and give it back to the bank and let them deal with selling the house and getting their money back. If it's an FHA insured loan, they get whatever they get, whatever it sells for, and then they turn in a claim to FHA. That's what the lender does.
And you're not required to own your home outright, are you? I mean,
No, not at all. That's the beauty of it, is that we would pay off your mortgage. If you still have a mortgage on your house and you want to get a reverse mortgage, then we have to make sure that you have enough equity still, but we would pay off your mortgage so you no longer have that monthly mortgage payment. So that's everyday cash that you could use. That's liquid cash. And you don't have to own your house outright to get a reverse mortgage.
And with all the people you helped, what have people done with that cash?
Oh boy, lots of things. I have people that, they need a roof, so they put a roof on. I have people that want to start traveling, and so they take that money and they start traveling. I've had a lot of people do that. I've had people that want to take out money and help their children. They can do whatever they want with their funds. That's their money. The one thing they discourage, but you can still do it, is to tie up your money in an annuity. And the reason for that is because, especially if you're 70s or 80s, you don't want to purchase an annuity that you have to be, your money's not liquid anymore. It's tied up for a minimum of 10 years with an annuity. So they want you to take the money and do whatever you want to do, remodel your kitchen, build a new patio, help your grandchildren go to college. I mean, there's just endless opportunities with these funds.
Folks, Patricia Wood does not charge for her services at all. She is the esteemed reverse mortgage counselor. Is that the right word, a counselor? Is that what you are, Patty?
Well, I'm not really a counselor. I say I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. Because that's
okay.
All I do.
All right.
And I'm an advisor. You can call me an advisor because the thing that I love to do is to go sit with these people and explain it. And you know what? If it works, great. If it doesn't work, if this does not look like a good option for you, I'm just happy to meet those people. And I know that I remind them, I'm going to be around for a few more years. And so just call me if it ever looks like something that might fit into your budget.
Well, let's see if anybody has any questions for you right now. Patricia, our phone number here, okay. 775-884-9910. If this intrigues you to get that extra cash, to get that home equity working for you, whereas it could possibly go to waste after your lifetime, 884-9910, our number to call right now. One more segment with Patricia Wood. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, Time 1021.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local on the phone. The calls are coming in. 884-9910, reverse mortgage specialist Patricia Wood. If you have a question about a reverse mortgage for you, 884-9910. Let's go to Rich calling from Lake Tahoe. Hey, Rich, you're on with Patty Wood. Go ahead.
Good morning. Hi. So let me present a scenario. My house is worth $500,000. I owe $100,000. I want to pull out $250,000. If everything was to work out, I would end up with a check for $150,000. But how does the bank make money on that? Does interest accrue while I have the loan out? I don't understand how the bank makes money.
Yes, and that's a very good question. I get asked that quite a bit, actually. And how the bank makes money is, yes, whatever money you take out of your property is going to compound. That interest compounds every month. And so whatever the interest rate is, right now the adjustable rate is the most popular because we're hoping that interest rates continue to go down in the future. And so the bank, once you pass away or you sell your home, when it's no longer your primary residence, that's when the bank gets paid back. So they get whatever you take out, the $150,000 or $250,000, plus interest compounded on that. I do amortization schedules. So if you're interested and you want to get it specifically for you and the numbers so you can see them, you know, how it changes your loan balance every year, I'd be happy to do that for you.
So does it ever occur that there's a negative balance because the length of the loan went longer than the equity lasted?
It could be. Now, years ago, most people were able to get out about 50% equity. It's not that way anymore. And especially the younger that you are, the less money that you get. So if you're 62, you're only going to be able to pull out a certain percentage. Now, if you're 82, you'll be able to pull out more because your life expectancy is shorter. But if you're ever upside down, if you're, you know, don't have enough equity, that's okay. You still get to live in your house for the rest of your life. And then when you pass away, the heirs would sell the estate for whatever it's worth, and then the lender would put in a claim to FHA to get to the remainder of the money that's due. That's why it's an FHA-insured loan.
So there is a situation where my heirs could end up with an upside-down situation.
There could be. If you got the loan when you were 62 years old and you lived to be 92, that's 30 years. Yeah. But who cares? Who cares? You get to live in the house for an additional $250,000. You never had to make a payment on it.
I find this very interesting.
It's your money. So I've listened to you a couple times.
All right. Patty, what's your number for Rich to call with any personal questions on this?
It's 775-954-0366. And let me shoot out my email real quick. It's Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Wood, W-O-O-D, with the at sign, and it's AP Mortgage. That's APMORTGAGE.com. So you
can
always shoot me an email.
Okay.
Thank
sure.
you.
Rich. Thank you, Rich.
Yeah, thanks for your question, Rich. Okay. So in terms of the options in money, we're talking either lump sum you can get, it's your choice, or the monthly payments, or the credit line, or let me ask you this, Patty, can you do a combination if you can mix any of those? And
yes.
Do it? Really?
Yes. You can do a line of credit with monthly payments, yes.
Okay.
Keep in mind that your age, the appraised value of the home, and the interest rate is mm-hmm. what's going to factor how much money that you get out.
Right.
So if you get out $250,000 and you want to take $100,000, you know, at closing, and then you want payments of $1,000 a month, it's going to take you to the $250,000, mm-hmm. and then after you've used up that $250,000, then you're no longer going to receive payments. So it's always best, again, to look at the amortization schedule. You can adjust it. You could start getting $1,000 a month mm-hmm. Or $200. Let's say you only need a little bit right now, $200 a month, and then you've got some, you know, medical thing come up, and so you need more a month. You can switch it at any time.
All right. Let's take one more call. Bill is calling from Gardnerville for Patty. Hey, Bill, good morning. I'm glad you called. You're on with Patty Wood.
Good morning, Bill.
So I have a mortgage and a HELOC. Is it possible to do a reverse at some time?
Sure, if you have enough equity to pay off both, because both would need to be paid off because they're against, you know, the property. And so if you would like to call me off of this line, the 775-954-0366, and I can get the exact information. I can look up your property value and then take what, you know, the value is and deduct your mortgage and your HELOC off of there and see if you have enough equity to do the reverse mortgage.
Okay, great.
Super, Bill. Thanks a lot. Patty.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Patty, you are such an yes. expert on this. You are an encyclopedia of local reverse mortgages. Thank you for taking the time to explain a few more. I keep learning something new from you and all these options that people have with the reverse mortgages. Thanks for calling in. Next time we'll see you in person, okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a great weekend, John. You, all right.
All right, sweetie. Bye-bye. Take care. I'm John Potter, live and local. Our phone number, I thought I'd talk about some one-tank trips for fun. For the end, the last days of summer, I really wanted to do this topic like months ago, but something always came up and we got off on different topics. But let me just throw that out to you, see if that catches any. 884-9910, little getaway trips so that we can have some fun in this area. Give us a call. We're going to break for Fox News, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1032.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
Wow, it's cool out there. 63 degrees currently in Reno, according to my phone, but my phone is not to be trusted sometimes. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. Folks, summer comes to an end on Monday at 11:19 a.m. Pacific time. Autumn takes over, and there is a bit of outdoor fun weather left, just a bit. My apologies. I'm doing the call-in topic late here. Your one tank or thereabout trips. What have you found? What little gems and jewels have you found? Not just for you and your significant other, but also for the family, the kids, because, you know, you got to keep the kids occupied. I wanted to do this topic all spring and all summer, and something always came up on this show, and I haven't had time till now. And this is the last Saturday I could do this, because then the answers would all have to be one tank indoor places.
Well, I've got one for you that's happening right this moment that started about 35 minutes ago.
What?
The Carson City Airport Aviation Festival started at 10 o'clock. They've got aviation education, aircraft, drone, and vehicle displays and exhibits, hands-on interactive youth activities, and live music by Moxie Ruckus.
This is what I get for being in Genoa. I am so out of the loop this week of what's going on. And that is going on in 35 minutes. It starts
No, it started at 10 o'clock, about 39 minutes ago.
Oh, 35 minutes ago. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yep. I'm glad you brought that up. Clueless John here. And even, you know, now you may think of getting away or getting out of town, you know, just a little bit. You don't want to maybe go all the way that three or four tanks of gas will take you. You just want to stay within about, you know, a one or so tank range from where you are. And by popular request, because people have asked me kind of this question, what do you do around here? Where can you go? So I'm asking for your suggestions for one tank trips or thereabouts from Northern Nevada. Oh, the phone number might help. Yeah, it's 884-9910. You can call or text 884-9910. What are some fun places around here to stop and hang out, you know, where the kids are not going to be bored to tears, or, you know, a place for the two of you, you know? And we're going to talk a little later about Genoa. It's a little village. It's very enjoyable, even if you're a grown-up, and certainly the kids are going to have a great time. You can't go wrong with Carson Valley. Positively beautiful. A lot of nice restaurants. And you know what? I was just there for the wine walk. Carson Valley, Gardnerville does the wine walk every third Thursday of the month. And this town, Gardnerville, is so family oriented and so tight knit with families that I think it's the only community where you're going to see kids on the wine walk, which I saw. No, they don't serve them wine or anything, although sometimes that's a very good idea. But your suggestions for one tank trips where people could take their families, such as a place that would, you know, have a fun outdoor venue that isn't one of those big amusement parks where your kids are going to be in line for hours and you're going to be in the poorhouse when you come back, but a place that the kids are going to enjoy, maybe up to a certain age, you know, they're going to have a good time there. And for what you are looking for as a couple, you're looking for a nice, quiet place in which to enjoy each other, right? You're looking for probably some nice dining that isn't going to set you back too much. 884-9910, your one or so tank trips that you've taken that you would recommend for our fellow listeners by your popular request. There's still a bit of time in September. Yes, there's 2 days, 2 days for summer, but I'm doing this anyway. You know, I know I'm late because these are good to know things. You can plan ahead for next year and engage in all kinds of new places and things and have a good time. But everybody is looking to also be budget conscious, and a lot of places fit the bill. But everybody's looking for a place that you can have fun if you're just with, you know, your family that, you know, kids need to be entertained, and kids typically like the big flash of the big parks. So you don't want to wait for your kids 2 hours to make their way through the line and all for a minute and a 40-second ride. So we have a limited time here. Let's get the best of the outdoor weather while it lasts. Your one tank or thereabout trips. About 3 to 4 weeks ago, a writer for the Reno Gazette Journal posted this article. Reporter Carly Savageo. It reads, here are five towns worth visiting less than 2 hours from the biggest little city. Biggest little city. Here's a question for you folks, those who have lived here for some time. Does it stick in your craw, or at least make you wince when people, usually the visitors, but more and more new residents, keep calling us the biggest little city? You know, when I first came here, does that bother you, or is it just me?
It must be just you.
Okay, another one of those. But the thing is, it's ingrained in my head because when I came here for my first morning radio job in 1977, the program director, the great Palmer Stewart, said to me, you're a funny guy. You can say anything except biggest little city. He said, that's tourist talk. And the locals would never say it. He said, well, now they are. Now the TV anchors and reporters. And here this RGJ reporter calls our place where she lives the biggest little city. I really don't mind it much, but that was like the big rule that I was never to break. So I've always been like, what? Hey, we don't say that. It doesn't even make sense, you know, biggest little city. Anyway, sorry, Carly. This is a very good article. Here are her five towns worth visiting less than 2 hours from, well, you know. See if you agree with these. Okay. Okay. Well, she included California. All right. Well, that's okay. These are one tank trips. Number one, Tahoe City. She writes, on Lake Tahoe's North Shore and about an hour from Reno, Tahoe City offers lakeside dining at Zaz Lakefront or sushi at Tahoe City Sushi. Okay. I have never heard of Zaz. I will recommend because I love going there. Number one, I would say Jake's on the Lake. Yes, the food is priced for tourists and it gets crowded, but you cannot beat that location. Right at the water in a booth. I love it. They have these booths that just face the water. And I love the sunny side and its neighbor, the shady side. And I like the bridge tender in Tahoe City. Tahoe City also has like the greatest thrift shop I've ever seen. The Pass It On Thrift. How fun is that place? Always a hat that I can't resist. And right across from there, the cool Boatworks Mall. And what I love most about Tahoe City is the public beach open to everyone right at the center of town. You just go down the stone steps on Lake Boulevard and you jump in. And actually, this topic is perfect for that because I believe September, late September especially, I think, is the month when Lake Tahoe is at its warmest. It's still a bit chilly, but the best time to swim in it, am I right? Because it takes all summer to kind of warm it up enough to swim. I have a ball swimming there, and they have all the water toys and all the floaters and all the boards you need that you can rent. Okay, number two on the RGJ article, Truckee. Just west of the California-Nevada border on I-80, Truckee is a little more than an hour from Reno, she writes. The small town on the banks of the river is full of outdoor recreation, unique eateries, coffee shops, shopping, and events. My take, first off, I like the big dirt lot. It's the greatest thing about Truckee that they have downtown with free parking. You know, it takes the stress out of finding street parking. And Truckee is really kind of very aggressive with their paid parking on the streets. And so you don't want to have a boot put on your vehicle. So park in the big dirt lot. There are great shops. Stay at the Hotel Truckee and sit on the balcony at night. Dinner at the Cottonwood. The big deck overlooking everything. Go when they have some live jazz playing at the Cottonwood. Breakfast at Squeeze In. Or I like the Wagon Wheel. You know, the Wagon Wheel has a bunch of bad reviews, but I like it. The reviews are sometimes, as I realize, dominated by snobs. Jax, I hear, is great. J-A-X. I will have to try that. Number three in the greatest one-tank trip from the biggest little city. Number three in the article is Gray Eagle. Man, what is this? This is all California here. What's with that, RTJ? Here's what it says about Gray Eagle. Just over an hour from Reno, this mountain town offers cabins, lodges, and nearby campgrounds. My first time at Gray Eagle was 2 years ago, me talking now, and I loved it. I want to go back. We stayed at Blairsden in a cabin. They have all these cabins to rent. This place is so very rural. it was straight out of like 1950, these cabins. There are no TVs in the cabins. There's a little library in the main cabin and a very nice swimming pool. Eight at the Roadhouse, fun. Try that place, folks, if you haven't already. Okay, that's Gray Eagle, came in at number three. Number four place to go for a fun trip, Virginia City. Yes, the place to explore the past with Old West saloons, old-time photo studios, and a train depot. You know, we, Kathy and I, we take the train from Carson to there and back. They do them, the Carson to VC train trips. They do them several times a summer. And we got there, and they give you like 3.5 hours in Virginia City to have fun. It wasn't even long enough. We always have to rush back to the train because we walked in the Firehouse Grill, watched a great football game, made friends in that place because, Buffalo Bills were playing my team, and, we took the train back. Great time. Number five in the RGJ Best Five Places to Visit, Carson City. All right, that's too close, but geez. We love strolling inside the Capitol buildings when they're open. They seem closed more often since COVID. Now the Capitol legislative building, it's only open Saturdays from 10 in the morning to 3 p.m. You know, it never came back to what it was after COVID. The Carson City Hot Springs, we love. Love the hot springs, except when people hog the fire hose. And wow, has that place gotten bigger. The fire hose, by the way, that's an actual fire hose that sprays an incredible strong flow. It'll knock your glasses off, basically. And the winter scene downtown, I love in Carson City. It is just gorgeous. Donner Memorial State Park, 40 minutes west on 80. What amazing history. Go there. The Washoe Tribe, the Chinese railroad workers, and the Donner Party. It's all at that state park. Go to Northeast Nevada. There's the California Trail Museum west of Elko on 80. And there's another very good museum in the middle of Elko, too, right there on the main drag. Really good. I loved eating in Elko when they had six Basque restaurants. Like my favorite, the Nevada Dinner House. I'm going way over. I know. I'm sorry. I got to take a break. We'll be back. You have any ideas, folks, for fun trips around here? Some people, especially newcomers, want to know. But, hey, don't give away our secrets, okay? 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1051.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Hey, friends, welcome back. I'm John Potter, live and local. Okay, I was talking about Elko. They had six Basque restaurants. My favorite was Nevada Dinner House. I think the Star has killed them all off. There's just the Star, which is still great, but the Star is a victim of its success, which means it's usually full, and you're kind of rushed through dinner. But there's Toki Ona, which has forgettable sides, but the best lamb steak anywhere, and an outstanding breakfast, too. My favorite four restaurants, Elko, would be the Star, of course, La Fiesta, Garibaldi's, and Toki Ona. Another idea, we're talking one tank trips here. Take the 4:30 p.m. Amtrak to Winnemucca. Last time I did it, it was like a $40 ride. Go to the window car and you will see an amazing sunset on the left side. When you arrive in Winnemucca, walk across the street. It's right there by the tracks. Go to the Martin House, or, some people, they still call it the Martin Hotel. The best Basque food. No, really, the best in Nevada. Walk to your hotel and in the morning get a great breakfast at the Griddle. And then you catch the morning train. It's scheduled for something like 4 a.m., but it's always like really hours late since it's coming from Chicago. And Amtrak always has to stop a lot on the way because of the freight trains that have the priority on the tracks. But catch that Amtrak to Reno and see an amazing sunrise. Wells, Nevada might be too far, but I love Angel Lake, my favorite camping spot. It's a small, beautiful lake at the top of a mountain carved out by a glacier. Lots of wildlife like deer and wild turkeys. I think it's one of the nicest spots in Nevada. What am I doing? I'm giving out all my hideouts. You want to talk about camping? Cold Creek Campground just off 89 between Truckee and Sierraville, $16 a night. Lake Prosser, Stampede Reservoir, Hunter Lake Camping, all is about a 6-mile hike in. You can camp near Frenchman's Lake with just a burn permit, usually about $10. Walker Lake, it's BLM land, open to camping. Lake Davis, usually deserted in the fall. You're not going to have a crowd there if you go in the fall. Just you and the coyotes. Gets chilly at night. One tank trips you can do with an electric car or maybe a hybrid would be Salt Lake City. Go to Red Butte Garden at the University of Utah. Just amazing. There's Utah Museum of Fine Arts, really cool mall downtown, City Creek Mall, and next door is the Utah Museum of Contemporary Art, which is free. Austin, Nevada, go turquoise rock hunting east of town. So many things. So anyway, 884-9910, we're going to be talking about the candy dance up next. I'm John Potter, live and local, going to break for Fox News and be back for our final hour. So glad you tuned in. It's each and every Saturday, 9 to noon on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Next weekend is the Candy Dance. If you've never been, you're going to find out all about the fun to be had there after we break for news. FM News Talk Time, 10:58.